2 Corinthians chapter number 5, we'll read verse number 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, and that could be any boy or girl or any lady, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, and all things are become new. I'm going to read it one more time. Therefore, if any man be in Christ Jesus, or be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passing away. Behold, all things are become new. Would you pray with us? Our Father, we're grateful for the opportunity you've given us to break forth the bread of life. We ask you blessings upon your word this morning. I pray that you'd quicken it to our hearts. I pray you'd bring to remembrance every word that needs to be uttered, every thought, every scripture. And I pray you'd speak to all of our hearts this morning. Now, Father, I pray that one here this morning that hadn't been born again, I pray this may be their new birth. I pray that in Christ they may be this day. Never go another day outside of him, but be in Christ. Because thank God for all the promises and all the things that we have, that Lord, that you do for us in Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If any man be in Christ, you know, listen, in Christ is a big mouthful. It's really a heartful. It's one thing to say you know him. It's another thing to know him. It's one thing to heard about him, but to be in him. You're either in him or you're outside of him. That's true. That's the only way you can be. And I want to say, first of all, I begin to look in some scriptures and share that God laid upon our hearts. There's a lot of things that new, but this is one of the first things that happened to you. But if this happens to you, there's a lot of new down the road for you. Hallelujah. But if you don't have this new experience here in Christ, then you're going to miss a lot of new things that the Bible talks about. As we look, find it, I can't even fathom to even think about all of them. But I want to thank God that one day I was lost and undone without God or his son. But he reached down his hands for me. Hallelujah. And he reached, that old song says, he reached way down for me. Hallelujah. But he gave me life and gave it to me eternal. And put me into the body of Christ. And I was in Christ this morning. I'm not boasting about it, but I do thank God for it. I'll tell you the reason I can't boast, because the Bible said it's all by grace. We're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. And so I've been put into the body of Christ. I've been put in there because I couldn't get in there by myself. I couldn't put myself in there. But thank God, I want to say, I hope God will let us get every one of us search our hearts and see whether we in Christ this morning. Because I'm telling you, my soul, in this day of easy believism, in this day of decisionism, and everything else, I'm telling you, the Bible said he came to his own, but his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Even to believe on his name, I'm telling you, we live in a day and hour when this we're so saturated with easy believism, and people need to realize and know they must be put into the body of Christ, and they must be in Christ. There's no hope for you outside. I don't read where the Bible said when he comes that the dead outside of Christ is going to rise first. I read where it says the dead in Christ. It's everywhere you turn and look. It's those that are in Christ. That's where the security is. That's where the safety is. Thank God. That's where the strength is. It's all in him. Nothing outside of him. You see, we come into this world in Adam. That's why the second Adam came with the last Adam. Because the first Adam sold us down the drain. We sinned in him. And we lost and ruined outside of Christ. If you're still just in Adam, you got problems. Serious problems. But thank God, Jesus came. And you can be in him. Can be. There was Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. And he said to him, Master, I know you got to be from God. I'm paraphrasing it now. I said, you might be from God because ain't nobody can do these kind of miracles you're doing. He said, well, God's with him. And you know what Jesus said to him? He didn't talk to him about all the miracles. He just said, I'm going to tell you something, Nicodemus. He said, except he be born again. He was a ruler. He was in the religious crowd of that hour. But Jesus said to Nicodemus, he said, I'm going to tell you something. Except he be born again. You said, how do you get in Christ? It's how did I get in my family? I mean, I got born into it. You know how you can get into the family of God? You get double in there. You get adopted and you get born into it. Boy, if that ain't good, I don't know what is. Adopted. I'm going to tell you something. Adopted children, you thank God for people adopting. Give them home. You know what? We got some in our family. I can't tell the difference. It's just like youngin', just like your own youngin', just like your own grand youngin'. But thank God, God adopts us in his family. That's not all he does. He calls us, he elects us, he chose us, ordains us, and listen, on and on. That's why, listen, if you saved, Jordan, I'll never quit praising God, because it's all of God. Thank God. Thank God what he's done for you. I was on the road to hell, listen, running from God. But he hemmed me up and he saved me for his glory. I want to thank him for it. He called me. He adopted me. I got born into the family of God. It's never been the same since. I saw a little baby yesterday somewhere about this song. I'm a little old bitty thing. And I thought to myself, yeah, that's near about a newborn. And the Holy Ghost reminded me of that scripture in 2 Peter 2:2. As newborn babes, see a newborn, new. Listen, Paul said, he said, if you're in Christ, what did he say? New. He said, a new creature, new, not old, not some, listen, but a new one. You're never the same. If you get born again, you're going to be made new. You're going to be a new creature. You're going to be new. It's so glad, glory to God. You ever seen a young get a new toy? He'll play with it. He won't put it down hardly for a while. I'm going to tell you something. This salvation we got, this new creation, you see, it's a new creation. Hallelujah. God just made a new creature out of you. That's what he did if you got born again. Things you used to love. What is this new birth? It's new life. It's a whole brand new life. I see people when they get on this road. I say it's a different way, ain't it? It's a new life. It's a new way. Hallelujah! It's wonderful. It's new birth. This new life. Thank God that he's given us in Christ. It's wonderful. I wouldn't swap it. I wouldn't go back, listen, live that other life that living before I got saved for not nothing in the world. Hallelujah. It's life, and it's more abundant life. It's a wonderful life in Christ. If you're in Christ, thank God. Have you got in there? Have you been born again? I'm not asking you, have you got a tag of religion on you? I'm not asking if you've been baptized. I'm not asking if you joined this church or another church. I'm asking you, have you been born again? And are you in the family of God? Whew. Hallelujah. A famous preacher said, his name was Dr. R.G. Lee. You know what he said? At least 70%. Baptist church members have never been born again. And you ought to know, he was a real preacher. But I'm going to tell you something. God was hemming me up this week and saying to me, son, you better be preaching that book. You better be telling people they got to get in Christ and got to be born again. Sometimes we try to get people to rejoice over something they don't have. Try to get people to get happy over something they ain't got nothing to get happy about. But I'm telling you, if you're in Christ this morning, you can praise hallelujah. Sometimes I see people standing up hollering and shouting somebody scored a touchdown, but they didn't see that flag right back out there. You ever seen that? I'm back. But I'm going to tell you something. We can shout and give God the praise and glory because our referee has done said we got eternal life. And thank God the flags are not being flown. He's given us something that'll last to the end. Thank God, run this race and fight this fight. That you, if you're in Christ. In Christ. I'll tell you what, it'd make a new creature out of you. It's a new life. I was reading one scripture, and it said, it's a new, he renews our mind. It renews. Gives us a new mind. You think different. Huh? You live different. You talk different. If you use vulgar language, it'll quit. You get born again. Amen. Hey, if you're in Christ, it's a new life. Thank God. It is. I think I mentioned that a while ago, but this 2 Peter 2:2 says, as newborn babes, you see, we get new life, we're newborn babes, and we desire sincere milk of the word that we may grow thereby. Something bad wrong if a little baby comes in this world, don't have the appetite, it's got to be something unnatural, I'm going to say. If you don't come here wanting to nurse. Little calves come here that way. Hey, God put it in them. God got it in that little baby, had it in us. Just as sure as you get born again, you mark this down, is the word of God says it. Not because I'm saying it. Because the word of God said, when you get born again, the Bible said in the book of Peter also, we get born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. When I got born again, you got born again. If you've been born again, you got born to the Spirit of God and you got born to the Word of God. And that Word, thank God, as a newborn babe, you sense him milk. You want the milk of the Word, and after a while, you can grow up a little and start getting some of the meat. The meat of the Word, the milk of the Word. As newborn babes, you desire that Word. You know what? I had a Bible around the house. We had one. Until I got born again, I didn't care much about it. Oh, I remember one time Daddy gave me one and said, read this, son. It's in Proverbs. All them chapters right along there were starting off with my son. But I didn't care much about it. I always wondered why he kept his in his suitcase when he was going to Tallahassee to work and it looked worn out. I said, what's he done with that Bible? Now I know. He was hiding in his heart. And to hide it in his heart, he was wearing on it. If you got a Bible still looks new you've had for a few years, shame on you. Help us. Yeah. Not saying this boastfully, but go back in my study and look. I'm going to thank God for it. You'll probably find 7-8 Bibles, at least. More white than this it is. But I'm going to tell you, when God saved me, when I got born again, I never thought, my word, where in the world's that been? Whew. And you know what? It's just as good to me now as it was then, even better. Born again. Has that ever happened to you? You ever been born again? Do you love the Word of God? Do you have a life? It's a new life. You got a renewed mind. Fact of the matter is, he gives us the mind of Christ. Renews it. Thank God. First Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. You know what he also says? And be renewed in your mind, not conformed to the world, but renewed in your mind. What a Savior. Have you been born again? Are you in Christ? That's a good thing to think about, ain't it? In Christ. Hallelujah. Well, thank God. It's love. Hey, we got a new love. Did you know that? Got a new life. Got a new love. No, I'm not talking about another companion. I haven't said that. But we got Christ. Christ. A new love. We love him. Guess why? Because he first loved us. Did you know the Bible says if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you? I didn't say it. He did. You know what all of us need? I read the verse this morning where it says the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, when the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, we love God because he loved us. And listen, we love our fellow men because you know what he said? How can you love God whom you have not seen if we don't love our brothers and sisters whom we have seen? It's sad. So many families all crossed up in this day and hour we living in. I want to tell you what my mama said. We all, our brothers and sisters, get together once a month over at Hardy's just to be together at breakfast. And we were just sharing some thoughts and stuff because there weren't but 11 of us and just two of them's gone on to be with the Lord. And we were just all sharing some different thoughts. And you know, I've thought about what mama said. You know what she said? She said, if she knew she had one young'un, and when she said that, she was talking about grand young'un as anybody, really, that had anything against anyone would cross up our family against her or any of the family. You know what she said? I wouldn't have anything to do with it. It happens. A lot of families do that. You know what she said she'd do? I'd go camp on their doorstep until it was straightened out. You know what? That's a love. You know one thing I never doubted, not one time, while I was raised up as young in a family of 11. I never doubted one time that I wasn't loved. I knew I was loved. I knew I had love of the family. And I know, thank God, not only do I know that, I know that you right here at Calvary Baptist Church, you know, I really believe you love me. And I know I love you. And God said that's the way it ought to be. And if I can't love you, how in the world I'm going to love God? That's what the good book says. Because I haven't seen him. Although I know he's there and he's real. Not only there, but here. But I can see you. And you can see me. But love, that love of God has shed abroad in our hearts. I looked up that word shed. He said just poured out. Just poured out on us. Poured in us. And that's what happens. It's God's love, agape love, shed abroad in our hearts. And I'm going to tell you something. God's got some real, wonderful, gracious, strong love. You want love to do? In this new birth, we get it. Love covers a multitude of sins. Don't go around hunting them up. Don't go around trying to dig up somebody's past. Amen? Love will cover a multitude of sins. I didn't want to tell you something. Ain't one of us here don't want, nobody got any business going back digging up any of our past. You know why? God's cast them away. You know where he put them? In the sea of forgetfulness. What old preacher said, he put up a sign, said, no fishing. Hey, I'm glad God wiped all my past away. And you know what he still does? He said he would confess our sin even now. He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so he sheds the love of God in our hearts. In that new birth, we get the new love. We get new life. And we get new liberty. You know, some people think, oh, we're not under the law. That grace, we just got, they just, well, if I believe in grace like y'all do, I just go out and do anything when I do. Live just like I want to. Guess what? He changed my want to. Amen. Hey! He changed my wonder. And thank God, he gave me a new life. He gave me new love. And he gave me liberty. Thank God that by grace we saved through faith. And sin don't have to have dominion over us. No, because he's more powerful than it. He came and died, rose again that justifies and sanctifies and fills us with his spirit and power that we might live for him in this hour. Thank God for our Savior. Hey, you'd be surprised all we got in this new birth. Amen. See, in Adam, in that old birth we come in this world with, we got Adamic nature. But in this new, we got a new nature. Amen. Praise God. You know what? We need to yield to that and let him rule. See, that's grace. That's grace. That's grace. And I like this verse. Where sin abound, grace. I hear some of y'all quoting. What does it say? Much more abound. You say, well, you don't know how wicked and sinful is in this hour. Yeah, I do too. right out there with it. But I know one thing. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Hallelujah. Have you been born again? Simple question. Are you in Christ? Amen. Well, I'll tell you. Got something new. You have something new now. Glory to God. And you have something new on down the road. Hallelujah. Yes, we can have something new on down the road. Hallelujah. And you know what? Because of that, we ought to not be miserable, but we ought to be rejoicing in the Lord. Hallelujah. You in Christ? Got some more new things. Can't get to all of them this morning, but I'm going to mention a few of them. Got some more new ones waiting on us. Well, it said in the book of 1 Peter, there's a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. You get tired of living amongst all this wickedness around all over this world? Boy, we got something waiting on us. Got a new one. Got a new one. You know, he talks about in the book of Isaiah. He said, I create new heavens and a new earth. You go to the book of Revelation and talks about some more new things. He said, a new heaven and a new earth and a new Jerusalem. Hallelujah. We're looking for it. You know what? I don't know. Jesus said he's going to prepare a place for us, and he's there. And he said when he's coming again. And he said, where I am, he said, you can be there too. Where I am there, you'll be also. And you know what? I don't know when he's coming. I don't know when he's going to get out. Oh, listen. Well, you know, he speak the word. Don't take long to make one. And he said, I'm going to the Father. In John 14, 1 said, he said, let not your heart be troubled. If people get a hold of this, you can get rid of heart trouble. Now, I'm not talking about physically, but I'm talking about spiritually. You might get rid of the other too. Huh? They said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house are many mansions. What so I told you to go to a prayer place for it. If I go, I will come again and receive you myself. And where I am, there you may be also. Thomas said, Lord, we don't know how to get there. Don't know the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father except by me. He said, that's the only way you can get there. So he's going to the prayer. Something new for us. Hallelujah. New. Well, guess what? I got to mention this. Hey, you see his old body's getting worn. I'm going to have a new body one day. Yeah. I mentioned a while ago, the dead in Christ. You say, what if you die for it then? That ain't gonna matter. I just get one before we do. If he comes before we go that way, Brother Larry. Because the dead in Christ gonna rise first. But if you die not in Christ, you're not coming up then. Guess how long you gonna have to lay there? Something about like 1,000 years, ain't it? 1,000 years. Before you get resurrected, your body. Bible said in Revelation, I believe chapter 20, verse number 5, I believe it is, or summer's in there, you know what it says? It said, blessed and holy is he that had part in the first resurrection, for when the second death hath no power, he shall be priest, and he shall reign with God for 1,000 years. Thank God, I'm looking forward to get up. If I'm going the way of the grave, I want to reign with him. Thank God for 1,000 years. Somebody is going to be over Boniface. I don't know who it is. I'll be happy just to be a doorkeeper, a broom sweeper. But somebody's going to be over Boniface. We'll have a new mayor. in the millennial reign. You say, I don't know where God's going to put us back. I don't know either. But he could just bring some of us back right here. He said, preacher, you're talking out of your head. No. It's a book. Thank you, Brother Donnie. 1,000 years, we'll get to reign with him. Hey, that's when the lamb's going to lay down by the line. Oh, wonderful. Are you in Christ? You got this waiting on you. If you're in Christ, you got a new body waiting on you. You see, I don't feel no older inside. In fact, this old body feels better right now than did when I got up this morning. Sometimes the devil will tell you, said, you don't feel like preaching. You won't be able to do it this morning. I said, I'm not pinning on myself, devil. I'm pinning on God. In Christ. In Christ. In Christ. Got a new body waiting on you. You see, in this side we feel young. Why is I always used to wonder, why do you feel, I don't feel no different side than I did that. 20 years old. Now, do this body feel different? I got to agree with that. I push up and climb up and pull up. But I'm going to tell you inside. You know why inside I don't feel no older? I'm going to live forever. I got eternal life. Not eternal death. I had the sentence of death on me. I had the sentence of eternal death on me. But Jesus came. Hallelujah. And when I prayed that prayer, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Listen, they didn't even have to take me down the Roman road. I just had to pray a simple prayer. God be merciful to me, a sinner. And you know what I found out? He's merciful. He's merciful. God be merciful to me. And listen, got into the family of God. I was born into it. Just like I was the Stevenson family. Born into it. Hallelujah. And you know what? I got a lot of brothers and sisters in there with me. Hallelujah. You don't have to have the last name I got on this earth. But we all got the last name. Because we got a new name. And it's written down in glory. Woo! Something new. Hallelujah. What was that y'all had in Sunday school? Something new in there. One new heart. And a new spirit. That's what we got. Didn't we? A new heart. That was probably... Is it 26:36, 36:26 of Ezekiel 1? Summer's in there. But it says a new heart and a new spirit. I was glad to get that. Hallelujah. What happened to you when you got saved? When you got into the family of God? I don't know about you, mine was real. I felt like a ton of weight come off me. A burden was lifted. You heard that? We sang that song, Burden Lifted at Calvary. It lifted. Hallelujah. And you know what? I hadn't got over it yet, and I hope I never get over it. Glory to God. Most wonderful thing I've ever known. I got born. God gave me a new heart. He gave me a new spirit. Hallelujah. Thank God he did. And I'm asking you and pleading with you this morning. If you've never been born again, go back to that verse you read to start with. In me be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things passed away. And behold, all things become new. All of them. All of them. Yeah, he works with us. He conforms us to the image of his Son. But we become a new creature instantly. We put our faith and trust in the work of grace in our heart. Get born again from above. Hallelujah. Hey, can I tell you something? He's still in the new birth business. Newborns are being born, birthed every day. Hallelujah. You know what? Wouldn't it be a blessing to go back when it was 3,000 saved at one time, 5,000 one? Wouldn't that be something? Even the day of Pentecost. I hear a lot. I've heard a lot. We had so many decisions. Well, somebody said, if you make a decision, then you're undecided. I'm not against making decisions once if you got that heart right. But I'm saying it's got further, more than just a decision. It's a new birth. It's a work of the grace of God. God performs a work of his power, of his Spirit in our hearts, in our lives. Thank God it is. There's another verse in the book of Ephesians, but it's about the fifth chapter. It says something like this. Circumcision's availing, or uncircumcision don't avail anything either way. But you know what it says? New creature. New creature. New creation. That's what God's looking for. And so that's some things that they were doing. God had them to do in the Old Testament. But now he says circumcision, uncircumcision availeth nothing. But a new creature. It's a work of the grace of God. It's cutting the foreskin off the old heart. And are giving us a new heart. A new spirit. A new life, a new love, new liberty. And thank God, it's all by grace through the Lord Jesus Christ, our wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. Well, in closing, are you in Christ? If not, don't leave this building today until you know beyond a doubt that you're in Christ. Because you want to live in Christ. Paul said, me to live is Christ, and me to die is gain. He said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but not I. It's Christ that liveth in me. You see, we're born, and Christ does the living through us. That's the way we live for God. It sure is. Are you in him? Now I'm close. I said I was closing, but I got to share this as a close. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Say it's in Christ. Number one, Adam was outside of Christ. Number two, we's in Christ. Now, here's the last thing. I want to try to share this one other thought. It's simply this: if you're not in Christ, you'll never be with him. In Christ is the grace of God that causes it now. But listen to this. With Christ, that's where the glory is. Hallelujah. Hey, you don't want to miss that. No way do you want to miss it. I'm telling you, one more verse. He said, I reckon the suffering this present time not even be worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed over there. And he says that our light afflictions, which are but for a moment, listen, nothing to be compared with the weight, listen to this, the weight of eternal glory. See, afflictions is light. You may be going through something that it ain't going to last forever, because we're not going to be here forever. You may be going through sickness, sadness, sorrow, separation, loss of love, and whatever it may be. You may be going through, but won't last forever. Put it over here and weigh it. Take the eternal weight of glory over here, and this won't be nothing. Eternal weight. Listen, outweigh it forever and ever and ever. Jesus, would you stand with me?